Okay, hello, hello, Tyler Bryden here. Hope everything's going well. I have been very lucky. I have gotten access to DALL-E 2 through OpenAI. I was expedited a little bit on the wait list. Still don't know why people are angry about it. And I feel sad, to be honest, that I got in when so many people are probably making probably better use of this than I possibly would. Here's mine. I played hockey last night, so it's a little bit on my mind. Hockey rink floating in the sky with hockey players wearing gold armor, aerial view. Beautiful, stunning, striking, digital art. Very creative, Tyler. Very, very creative. And here you go. You can see the rendered results. Recently, they changed it to only 4 images coming back where it used to be 6. I think a couple other changes here as they see more people into the system, trying to reduce maybe some of their server load, everything. But with this in mind, what I wanted to do was see what are the best DALL-E 2 alternatives if you do not have access to this. And you can see my tab game right now is absolutely insane because I did some deep diving to figure out what this is. Tried to rank, they're not ranked, but just gonna jump through a couple tabs here to show you some opportunities to get access to image generation technology if you did not get access to DALL-E. I've shared a previous video how to get access to DALL-E too if you are interested, and hopefully you can have a good experience on that wait list instead of some of the experiences that maybe other people are having. So I'll hop in. I actually forget the exact order that I put in here, but you can see basically I'll have all the links so you can check these out. Hopefully these links will be enabled properly. This is going to make me log in, so I'm not actually going to do it. I'm not going to play through each one of these, but you can start to see some of the quality of the results. Generally, a lot of them that are offered here are not rendering at the same quality as DALL-E, but they're still giving you access. They're still giving you understanding of how to use this image generation technology, and as more emerges, maybe you have some of your own maybe proprietary prompt configurations that then allow you to create images that you find really fascinating, and hopefully that other people do. I'm going to drop this down a little bit. So Starry AI is one of them. Don't know much about them. Some of the other ones I know a little bit more about, but you can see that it's downloadable on the App Store and Google Play. That's a little bit of a theme that is emerging through some of the applications here that are competing with, I don't know if competing is the right word, but in a way they are with DALL-E. The other one that I've talked about, I made a full dedicated video on this, has a Discord channel and is really getting a lot of love overall is Midjourney. And Midjourney seems to be relatively the highest quality alternative to DALL-E today. There is still a little bit of a wait list. There is as someone in my YouTube video said, you have to, even pay for access or more consistent access. So there is some things to think about with Midjourney, but overall it seems like the beta, they're opening into open beta, and you can get access to Midjourney quicker than DALL-E in general. And then there's a really great community there. A lot of people sharing tips on how to create images better. And I've learned a lot just from checking that out, and really like the community there. So Midjourney, I think probably being one of the best options here today for a DALL-E alternative. We've also got Crayon, which was formerly Mini DALL-E. If I go back to here and I take this prompt, we'll check out what happens here just so we can see the actual view. It could take up to 2 minutes. You can see that, I mean, they're getting overloaded with prompts. So maybe I'll jump onto the next one and then come back if this doesn't come in the next few seconds. But Crayon, formerly Mini DALL-E, very, very popular, just a small team working on this. And as this sort of explodes in popularity, it's become a very popular tool. I've talked about weird DALL-E generations, weird Mini DALL-E generations on Twitter, which is super fascinating. And I think overall, definitely a great alternative, definitely not the high resolution prints out sort of a grid of images. And they're not just they're not the same quality as some of the other ones we see. I did take a look through a little bit of a Reddit stream. Some people, again, sort of complaints about the waitlist on DALL-E. And then one little person here, which I'm still investigating this. I don't understand this, but DALL-E Mini on GitHub and then enable Mega Mode. There's a README basically can change the config file and do that. They don't understand a single word of that. But there is some looking at this idea of modifying DALL-E Mini on GitHub. I don't know much about that, but just if you are exploring this, there is an option. And then there is Midjourney was mentioned here as well too. Let's check back. Here we go. We've got Crayon. So you can see definitely not the same if we compare them side by side. Definitely not the same quality, although I don't know what's going on my third image here. That was not that great. You can still see it got the main concept. There's a bunch of images here you can click, not going to be in the same resolution or anything, but overall, pretty interesting and an opportunity to at least play around with image generation technology. So another one that has been very popular, is WomboArt, which has been an application that has been extremely, it's been downloaded many, many times. It's been used, and you can see it's creating very good images. This is also, an app. Yeah, App Store, Google Play. So both, and you can put in prompts. Now it's going to sort of brand it. You can see that the prompt is then highlighted there. But overall, a good alternative. What I like about Wombo, Wombo is in Toronto here. I've had a chance to meet some of the people on the team and has been doing a bunch of stuff with sort of AI-generated media, including the world's best AI-powered lip sync application that was extremely popular and is a pretty good way to start interacting with this technology. Now, I'm not using the app myself because, again, I'm lucky to have access to DALL-E, but overall something to consider there as an alternative. We've also got Russian DALL-E. Now, I have not played around with this, but the images actually seem, relatively high quality. These are sort of photorealism images. Now, people might have concerns about sort of the Russian piece of this. That is not for me to say. An alternative that seems relatively popular that people are then looking at, and you can see it is able to handle different styles, different image types, and quite a few prompts. So it looks like, I haven't gone too deep into some of these, but a custom VQ GAN. So VQ GAN, sort of one of these original, VQ GAN and Clip was sort of one of the original libraries for image generation. Finds in Clip finds images based on natural language descriptions and then what's fed into the VQ GAN. So this was one of the original ones. I think I can pop this up. I got a couple Google Collab ones, which are nice, even if you're not that technical. You can see, that one didn't open for me, but you can see the exact code, how to use it. There we go. We've got it and download the results. So you can actually do that right away. You don't need to have a bunch of libraries installed on your computer or anything. Google Collab will handle that. And so I've got a couple links to those. So DALL-E Flow, Mind's Eye, AI Art Pilot by Multimodal Art, and then the original one there. So I don't know what's going on here, unfortunately, because it's Russian. But you can see that that is one of the alternatives that has continued to pop up. So I actually have a few more. What should AI on? Do I still have... ask AI. I don't know. That's not what I meant to do. I meant to actually create. We'll check out this one. I haven't done a test on this, but we'll link it, and you can see it's an AI art maker. I've also seen a NeuroBlender, which says blend now. So again, same thing. Seems like it's got some relatively good pieces here. Let's check them out. Is it going to hit? Yes. So let's go. Cool. Let's just do one image, see how long it takes, because I think that's another thing for us to consider. This one not going too quick for us. This one, queue is empty, blend something, or check my art. So creation is in progress. Okay, I'll wait for that. I haven't done enough due diligence on this probably to give you all. I know that the top ones I've layered right at the start are probably the most valuable here. You can see another one, NeuroGen Art. We've got the NeuroBlender, and then this one that is still loading. And then what I found here, just did a sort of a search for this originally, and then there's a great website, Alternative 2. So if you're looking for alternatives to anything, I give credit to this for helping me find a couple. You can see several of the ones that I've mentioned there are actually... pulled into links and then separated for you to check out. But I think pretty clearly the main sort of options here, I would say, are, let's start with Midjourney, then you've got Mini DALL-E, And then you've got the Wombo, sorry, I'm clicking around too much. You've got Wombo Arts, and then you've got, you can actually access these original VQGAN and CLIP libraries, and then it seems that this Russian DALI is a good option. Now, I've got lots more that are gonna flow here. I'm gonna leave those for you to check out and see, because the links are there, and they might be helpful for you. But overall, I think there are a couple good options, a couple good resources, and hopefully you get access to the ones that you want. And if not, that you've got a couple new options outside of this DALI library that's sort of taking the world by storm, and something I've truly been enjoying very much. So thank you very much. Hopefully you got some insights out of this. And again, all the links will be below. Love creating stuff around this. So if you have any questions or any thoughts, please feel encouraged to send me a message. Love to hear from you. And if you're on YouTube, whatever, like, comment, subscribe, blah, 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 blah. LinkedIn, blah, 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 blah. Do it. Tyler Bryden. Thank you very much. Hope you have a great rest of the day. Bye-bye.